right, let's bring in the durable Pat Pagano and bring him in this morning. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
So when you said a long-duration snow event, you weren't kidding. It started snowing here about noontime, and very, very light snow, basically. We got about 1.5 to 2 inches yesterday. But I got up at about 1 o'clock this morning, though, to go to the bathroom, and it was snowing pretty good. And we picked up overnight probably about another three inches of snow overnight. I know at my house, I sweep off. I've got the entrance to my house is away from wind. It's like a catty corner, all right? And I brushed about, like I said yesterday, about 2 inches of snow off that. And this morning, when I left about an hour and a half ago, there was another 2 inches of snow that I shoveled off that. So how much snow? I mean, obviously, I'm looking at the radar. There's some snow, patchy snow around. We're going to get snow basically off and on throughout the day?
It should be that way, and then end early this evening, another 1 to 3 inches, which would meet our total accumulation, as we pointed out yesterday. So I think that's fine. 30 to 35 at best today. Tonight, low 20s, and the snow showers end. Now, there could be a few flurries flying by tomorrow, some sun, windy, 30 to 35. Sunny, mid-30s Sunday, and then wet snow comes in on Monday, 35 to 40. That, too, right now looks to me like 1 to 3 inches on Monday.
Well, you know, it's as much as a pain it is for the plow drivers because, you know, they've got to be out there. Even it doesn't matter if it comes down to 1 to 2 inches here or there. They still got to be out there. And when you have a long-duration snowstorm like this, it's got to take a toll on those guys and gals because they always have to be ready to go out and treat the roads. Even like on my way in today, even though it's not a heavy snow, all the roads were snow covered. I mean, there's just, you know, there's no sun. There's not as much sun out there to melt these things off. When I went home yesterday, they weren't. But from mid-afternoon yesterday to now, basically the roads are snow covered.
Yeah. You know, that it is a problem. You know, they really can't push unless it's 2 inches or more. So, you know, a lot of them, you know, will do the sanding and the salting and stuff like that. So, and today, you know, again, you know, if one town has 2 inches and they begin plowing there and now they're going to the next town, but that town only has a half an inch, you know, they have to turn around and just sit back and wait because it's not evenly distributed. You know, it's such a numbers game, Marshall, with especially with a lot of our clients. You know, I said 4 to 8. They all call me and say, we just heard so-and-so saying 6 to 9. What's the difference between 4 to 8 and 6 to 9? An inch? That's what you're worried about? Once you're out there plowing and you're in your truck and you're plowing, if 7 turns into 8, you're already out there. You know, and you're prepared for it. You know, it's just too much of a numbers game. I really do feel, I mean, on the other hand, I did notice like the day before the storm, the National Weather Service would say things like snow likely, light accumulations. Snow at night, moderate accumulations. What does that mean, folks? What does that mean? My interpretation of light, your interpretation of moderate are two different things. I mean, we've been through this over and over again. I don't think that's telling anybody anything. I think, you know, we need to say, I mean, like, for instance, I read the forecast today from the National Weather Service in a lot of places. It said, you know, periods of snow today, total accumulations 4 to 8. But they're talking from yesterday to today.
Yeah.
Okay, so now everybody knows that, oh, I got 3 yesterday, and they're saying 4 to 8, so that means we're getting another 5 today?
No.
No.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of holds in the and the language, a lot of holes in the language, and I don't know, accumulations, I say sometimes we'll probably be better off, instead of giving a range, and just saying, like I said initially.
Accumulating snow.
Accumulating snow, 4 inches or more.
Yeah.
You know, and people may say, well, what does the or more mean? Simple as that. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's more.
And really, it's true because here in Sharon, there's less snow than at my house.
Right.
And I happen to live higher up. I also live in an area where there's not as much radiant sunshine because I've got Mount Riga behind me on one side, and so I don't get a whole lot of sun at my house to begin with in the wintertime. So, well, anyway, if we're going to get snow, I'd much rather get it like this, and I'd much rather get it at the temperatures we're getting it at.
You know, in the 20s, and it's not borderline mush or anything like that. You're right. My plow guy came last night and plowed the driveway and did the walkways, and now, of course, it started snowing, I don't know, about 4 o'clock this morning. So I'm sure it's going to get covered, and I'm sure I'm going to have to go out there and shovel that, just what I need.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. And like I said, I'm just glad I'm not a member of the town crew or the state crew, because basically yesterday and today are ruined.
Yeah,
you sit in a truck cab, or else you sit at the shop waiting to go out and get in the truck cab. You know, it's just so I give them a lot of credit. I always remember when I was a kid, I used to watch this. Volkswagen used to have a great commercial with the bug, and they would show a wintry scene, and you'd see a guy's footprints getting out and getting into a car, and the car would go, and he'd get to the garage, and he'd open the door, and he'd be coming out with the snowplow, and then they showed that they pulled back and they show the car that he got there was. It was a Volkswagen Beetle, and they said, "This is how the man who drives the plow gets to the plow."
Yeah.
Because they had, of course, their engine was over the rear wheels. So they had better traction back then in those days. But anyways, that was 100 years ago. People are saying to me, Volkswagen Beetle? A lot of people, what's a Volkswagen Beetle?
Don't they still make that?
No, they stopped making them.
They stopped making it.
The last place they made them was South America, and I think they stopped 5 years ago. The Beetle, but the last place they were making them was South America. But no, they got the Golf. They got a million other things that they're onto now. So we'll get some more snow on Monday. Then after that, should we get some moderation and get out of this?
We should. We should be in the 40s. I'm not so sure that another system will try to come our way over the weekend, next weekend, which is the last weekend of February. The computer models right now are keeping it just south, but we've seen that happen before. You know, what appears to be staying south comes north. You know, so we'll just have to wait for that. But the only event that I see right now for next week is on Monday, and that's with a front that will redevelop to a low off Cape Cod. So that's going to bring us a little bit of light snow.
Same thing that we've been going through for the past couple of days. All right. Well, what the heck? But this has also got to be a pain in the rear end to you and other meteorologists, because it's just you're going to get a million calls from people all the time.
We have.
And people, even though they hire you, this is what gets me. Even though they hire you, they'll call you up and say, "Well, so and so said." Well,
all the time. I had a radio station call me yesterday, one that we do, and she said to me in an email, she says, "Pat, I was just wondering, I heard such and such on another radio station," she mentioned the station, "and they're calling for 6 to 9 inches, 6 to 10 inches. Do we need to revise?" And my response was, no. If I needed to revise, I would. There's no need to revise, and I have no idea why they're calling for so much snow. So, obviously, they were wrong.
And when people do that, they don't realize they're offending you when they do that.
Right, right. Like, you know, it's like, I'm not on top of it. I'm seeing radar in my sleep that it's been so ridiculous this month, you know, and watching everything like a hawk. But, yeah, you know, those things are really offensive. But you learn to just roll them off your shoulder.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, when I'm sitting here and I give the forecast, somebody will call and say, "Well, I heard on FM 90, some blah, 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 that we're only going to get an inch of snow." So I said, "Well, where's that radio station located out of?" It's located out of the lower Hudson Valley. Well, it's not our area. It's not
right.
Different. It's a different area.
This is what I mean. You know, so much confusion.
Listen to a radio station that's in your area.
Unbelievable. You know, it really is. It just gets worse and not better. Like I said, the numbers game.
But you know what's changed, Pat? And this is interesting. Since COVID-19, this COVID pandemic, schools now, and I think in the future, are seeing as they've installed this remote learning, I think you're going to see a lot less snow days and more remote learning days where they don't have to cancel now that they have the ability to do remote teaching.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's going to happen a lot in the future. And I think they'll keep their traditional snow days because they, you know, that's a decent way to treat parents and also students. But I still think they'll, you know, there'll be a lot less 2-hour delays and 3-hour delays, and they'll, you know, they'll just go with the remote learning. So it's going to be, it's changed even school cancellations. It really has.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah, big changes all across the board. You're right.
Well, anyway, so, well, that's the way it looks right now. And the weekend, once we get past today, basically is okay. And then we just have to think about, all right, what time will the snow come, that 1 to 3 inches on Monday?
In the afternoon.
All right, so once again, the schools will look at that and see, okay, well, if it's going to come in the afternoon, do we want to do remote learning in the morning? Do we want to do a half day? If it's, that's another thing. The way the snow has come, it's come in different places, different time zones. Well, Pat, I guess we're done. I want you to have a good weekend.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Everybody be safe. Don't do too much shoveling. And we'll see you bright and early Monday.
My shoveling is all done on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pignano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.